So yeah, so one is the camping with friends feel. Then there's the next one's the coming here and it's your backyard. You can do it, you know. Would be, I mean, I guess there's a ton of different events. I think those would definitely have them.
All in your view, people who thoroughly enjoy themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Met your financial needs. So it was like, that is a platform to build on.
Yeah.
It met all your requirements.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I'm thinking, and I'm going to try and aim for this August to do the next big one here. Trying to keep them spaced a month and kind of recuperate and whatever, but I think something that size, you know, I think we can do once a month. We'll see if an opportunity comes, I'll always try to do it more, but I, you know, when the only problem with doing more than once a month is the crowds don't all seem to come on, like drum hand, like I had a good showing considering, but, you know, it was a bit more, you know, so unless I get a huge name like the Tea Party or something coming. Which maybe that might be the next step. Could you use even just a barrel and put a toilet seat? Like, you know, build a box, the barrel's inside of the box and then a hole and then you just have a toilet seat on that? I mean, that's the most basic.
You know what I was thinking, especially like, is to where the outhouse sits right now. Put a barrel behind it and then divert the urine from the urinal to the barrel behind it, and that would probably eliminate a lot of the liquid in the main chamber.
What about from the main chamber itself too? Or do you have to keep stuff in that, like the blue gold or whatever? Or?
The thing is that if that was really dry, it would be a bugger to try and clean.
Oh, right, okay.
So you're diverting, like every time someone uses a urinal, which the last from the weekend, it was almost all liquid.
Right, okay.
You
know what, maybe we should, and design it in, if we were to build an outhouse, design a urinal runoff or something, you know, so that way there's, you know.
Because the great thing about a urinal is it's just the hose that's running, like, underneath where the seat part is, so it would be easy to take that hose, drill a little hole, and then just have it running, like, out to,
The outhouse, second barrel. Because, I mean, I found a whole bunch of seats, but a few different toilet seats. So, we could, you know, we have the plywood, we have, 2x4 pieces. Could easily build, like, just an enclosure. The only thing, would it be taxed? Would we have to put wheels on that? I mean, I don't know, it might be small enough. It's a shed, right?
Yeah, as long as it's under 108 square feet, because it's considered a shed, it's not...
We've been lucky the last few years. Remember when the silo used to always leak and it would have around the grass? It's been good for the past maybe 5 years. I guess it's dried out or something.
Yeah, it's true. It's better. And also those little bugs don't seem to be as...
I was talking with Pat about building bat houses. You were telling me you want to build birdhouses. I'm like, well, let's build bat houses. Let's increase their population, take care of the insects, you know, natural pest control. So that would be, now that I've got the that stall pretty much empty now, I'm thinking I want to take all the wood that's around where those tractors are, clear it out of there. And I actually want to do another, an actual inventory, like sorting out things. I want to turn in where the wood pile is, that whole thing, kind of in, I would treat it as a wood shed, like a lot of wood, you know, and then I would treat the other side where the router and the tools are as more of an auto shop, you know, metal shop kind of thing. So I think, you know, wood tools, stuff, you know, axes on the wood shed side, and then the auto power tools on the, and I think that's how I'll start organizing things and, you know, put things on the racks accordingly, and that'll kind of help me I'll keep the hyphen at it if we have to store any electronics, though I'd probably rather keep it in the, like, electronics in that the studio there.
Yeah, that's the They're
yeah.
both good dry spaces.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of want to turn that into a studio thing, too, so, I mean, electronic storage, if it's, like, recording equipment or any electronics can stay in there if there's a bit of heat or whatever. So that's, I think, I'll start kicking that into gear. I know it's straw and pads are working now. I don't know how, you know, well, that was, I'll need some help, but start kind of cleaning things up, and then we'll know what materials and we can maybe start going some things. And we'll, I know another thing, too, is having to figure out, okay, starting to gather wood for the winter. So that's why I cleared out that stall, so now I can get those windows out of the... way so that we can start making cords.
Yeah, I wanted that. Just those skids that are piled there—that's about a month. That's all of, like.
There's more bows too. I have to get some more.
Yep. The it's good. It's good. Intermediate wood, like it's good. Like the first and last. It's good first wood and good last wood.
We almost need. A furnace, you know? Well, I guess maybe the wood stove. I guess maybe the, you know, it's just more work, I guess, the wood stoves, but... I was talking with a few people about when I send the mass emails for the events. Richard says he does, Loretta doesn't, and Pete was one of the other men who says he doesn't. So what I'm going to start doing is I'll try, you know, we should get an updated email list, and when they sign up, do they get a confirmation email as part of the sign-up process? Cause if, okay. So they have to click that before they activate, or?
No, we can't do that.
We can?
Just get an email that says, welcome to the affiliate.
Okay. If we could have it where they get sent to the activation link, then we know right off the bat we have a working email, so that way we can send them. Is there other ways to notify our members? Mass?
Well, yeah, that's one of the things I've got lined up for the fall. A couple of one of them is the reviving the old the software's already installed for it. It's for the newsletter, like you sign up, and it's also like a bulk emailer, so if you have a flyer to send out, you can send it out to all the
perfect.
I already crawl the affiliate online, and I take all the email addresses and store them separately, so I have like all the email addresses I can just import into the
okay. So okay. So, but it would all be mostly the emails.
Yeah.
If okay. So if we can get that activation link, because we want to make sure we're getting valid, you know, emails. Some people could just put in junk ones that you know fit the format. Because if that's the way we're advertising, that I you know want to make sure that the word's getting out. Because I'm thinking like with all the events, like when I'm doing it on Facebook, even Facebook is you know. It's easy because I know every, you know, most people check it occasionally, but, you know, it's one of those things where, actually, Facebook's fairly good because people, a lot of people check it fairly often.
Yeah, and then it propagates good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what a good thing to do is make one thing, like, the focus for where all the events, the primary focus of where events are listed, so people get conditioned to always going to one spot.
Yeah, well, I find Facebook is a good traffic catcher. If we had it where, say, like how that Reverb app, the Reverb Nation app works, because it'll have a little thing where it'll pop up the shows. But I always want to have it where there's exclusive content on a website, so like, you know, directions or pricing, like the accommodation. So I liked how we were kind of blending the two, like having, you know, the drum hand banner, like referring to,
you know. That, but I mean, like, where people goal, like they come to the website for all the essential services, but all the buzz is all happening either on like Reverb Nation or...
I would do it on our site. Like eventually it would be solely on our network. The only thing is doing, like I'm finding Facebook's a lot easier to put more, you know, events up quickly. Like we don't, like we...
On, you want on, like the traffic to go, like what I mean, the site handles all the essential services, like all the registering, all the, but the buzz you create because they're so greedy in a good way that they don't want to miss an opportunity at anything. So whenever you post something on Facebook, Facebook is right there going, can I suck any profit out of this? Same with Google, like Google is right there. Can I push this to my using?
Yeah.
But when they're doing that, they're also spreading your breadcrumbs all over.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's more your interest to use, like, exploit them because they're exploiting you.
Yeah, well, and that's what, I'd say, you know, host our media, say, on YouTube or, you know, like, that kind of stuff where it's public forums that we're putting it. Definitely think we should have exclusive material on our side. Well, maybe. I don't know. It depends. I mean, we're not always online to do as much content.
Yeah.
So but I think as long as, like, if we have a basic site where I think having an events calendar is one of the essential things, the prices, it doesn't have to be too much more than that.
One thing that's really lacking is that the events, there's no real, there's a link page, but there's not really an events forum.
Well, maybe we can scope that out, because I can tell you, like, for example, I know somewhere in there a calendar or something where, okay, they can break it down by month or, you know, if they have a vacation, they just want to quickly see what dates they, you know, to compare stuff. I know we've got the list, but graphically, if that's in there, that pops out. But again, I mean, as far as, you know, not trying to reinvent the wheel, but there could be... Like, I wonder, is there a way, like, say Reverb Ad Nation has an app for Facebook, if there's a way, like, I know we can embed YouTube videos that people can just play it staying on our site. If there was a way to do, like, where, I don't know, I'm trying to think of, you know, say a Reverb Nation app inside our site saying, okay, here's the shows, but, you know, the music players off of Reverb Nation,
probably,
stuff like that.
Yeah, we probably have a widget like that.
Okay. Because in that case, we just put our, you know, the widgets on our site and just have, basically, it's our site, that's content, but the engines are outside.
Yeah.
Like the, anyways, I think I better go check back on the fire. Damn it, trying to do it.